You are listening to Archive 81. This episode was made possible by listeners like you. Stay tuned afterwards to hear an exciting message about our Patreon. Also, if you do not enjoy the sound of flesh dismemberment, perhaps you should skip the time period between 9 minutes 38 seconds and 12 minutes 40 seconds. If you enjoy the sound of flesh dismemberment as much as I do, then you are in for a treat.
Important for us to record this, right?
I genuinely disagree.
Really? I thought we had to record all the important shit that went into this whole process. So, the fact that you didn't tell me about one of Dad's old rituals that could really help us out, is that not important? Or what?
Christine, please calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down, asshole.
I didn't think it was relevant.
That's some bullshit, Nick. How would a ritual that can help us find ritual components not be goddamn relevant? And I'm not even going to get into how discursive this whole thing is, by the way.
Actually, but... discursive isn't the right word.
Oh my god, Nick, you pedantic jerk.
I didn't hide the ritual. If you had listened to all of Dad's tapes, you could have heard it for yourself. I simply failed to mention it.
Yeah, but you cataloged them all, and I kind of assumed that you'd tell me if one of them was important. I know. Bad freaking assumption.
The ritual requires two people, and I am unwilling to follow its instructions. Therefore, it is useless. I didn't want you to think I was hiding anything from you.
That was really shitty of you. You know that, right?
Would you like to hear the tapes?
Yeah, I would.
Fine. All right, let me look through my notes. All right. Here.
Do not eat for 2 days, do not drink for 12 hours, and do not have sex for a period of 3 months.
The specific ritual is at 11 minutes 20 seconds.
Attachment. This ritual requires two participants. Find a room with wooden floors and remove the carpets and furniture from it. Collect salt from the nearest ocean. Gather a pomegranate, a wine glass, and a knife both of you have used to cut mead. When you're ready to begin the ritual, go to the room with the wooden floors and make a salt circle 11 cubits in diameter. Use the ancient Hebrew measurement. Do not complete the salt circle until you and your equipment are within the salt circle. Do not leave the salt circle for any reason until this ritual is complete. Once the salt circle is completed, bite your tongues and spit blood into the wine glass. Cut open the pomegranate and put the seeds into the bloody wine glass. Scatter the seeds within the salt circle. After you do this, embrace and whisper a deep truth into each other's ears. Two creatures will appear. Using the knife, each participant must kill one creature, cut open the creature's chest, and eat their heart. It is vitally important that you do not vomit up the heart. Whatever the consequences of the ritual, do not seek professional medical attention for at least a week. If this ritual is successful, the next time one of the participants listens to the radio, a voice will tell them some of the steps needed to complete the ritual they were working on before they started the salt circle ritual. The amount of information will depend on the larger ritual's complexity. Collect 30 grams of your fingernail.
So, you thought you should just keep this one to yourself? Didn't think it was necessary to share this with your half-sister? Answer me, Nick.
I apologize. The ritual is incredibly risky, and I did not want to be convinced otherwise.
Is it the heart eating? I mean, we both nearly drowned. I think we can stomach some raw heart.
The ritual doesn't define exactly what the creatures will be.
Yeah, it could be deers, or rabbits, or rats.
Or human.
Nick.
We don't know one way or another.
Okay. First definition of creature on Google. Creature, noun, an animal as distinct from a human being. See, we're good.
Webster's included human being. I checked.
I, I didn't think goddamn magic would involve looking up so many dictionary definitions.
Yeah, you don't learn that stuff at Hogwarts.
Okay. If there was a possibility we had to kill a human being and eat their heart, Dad would have, like, mentioned that in the description.
Do you really trust Dad would do that?
In this? Yeah. It's not going to be a human being. We're not going to have to kill a person, Nicholas.
Two. We would have to kill two people and eat their hearts.
That's not going to happen. Listen, if somehow the ritual summons actual people, we'll break the salt circle. It's just not worth it. It mentions medical attention, so it'll hurt, but we'll be fine.
All right. Let's say the ritual summons two deer. You think we'll be able to kill them and cut them open, eat their raw hearts without vomiting?
Yeah, I do.
You're cool with looking an animal in its eyes and killing it.
You eat meat, don't you?
Yeah, that's...
If you're cool with eating meat, you should be cool with killing animals. It's goddamn hypocritical if you aren't.
There's a difference between eating a hamburger and killing a cow.
Well, there really shouldn't be.
I've never killed an animal before.
It's not that complicated. I'll walk you through it.
And you think you can eat its heart without throwing up?
Yes. 100%. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, it's just, you know, eating flesh, which we've both done before. You've had, like, steak tartare or whatever.
Yes, but...
Okay. Then we're good. I'll get everything else if you collect the salt.
Are we... I don't...
Nicholas, trust me. We can do this.
It's... There's a lot of risk involved.
Remember that time you drowned me? And opened a goddamn door, or whatever that means. If we didn't want risks, we shouldn't have started the... You're still committed, aren't you?
I am.
Good. Then we're doing this.
I apologize for not telling you about it earlier.
It's fine. You good with collecting the salt?
Wine glass.
Check.
A knife we have both used to cut meat.
Check. Don't worry. It'll be sharp enough.
Sea salt from the ocean nearest us. Check. Surprisingly easy to make sea salt. We've measured a circle that's 11 cubits in diameter, and we've cleared all the furniture from the room. Check.
And it has wooden floors.
All right. We ready to do this?
You getting cold feet?
I'll be fine.
Okay. Pour the salt, Nick.
Remember, if they're human, we break the salt circle. It's not worth it.
They won't be human. But yeah, we break the circle.
Okay, circle's done. Check for gaps.
We're good.
All right, now we bite into our tongues. Fun.
You think that's enough blood?
It didn't specify a minimum amount. This should be fine. You wanna cut open the pomegranate?
Yeah.
Okay, scatter them. Make sure they don't cross the circle.
Got it.
Looks good. I guess we have to...
Yeah. Pretty good hugger, Nick. I'm surprised.
Thank you, I guess.
All right. Deep truth time.
All right. So I guess we wait.
Yeah. We didn't make any mistakes, did?
Oh, thank God.
Grab them. Make sure they don't leave the circle. You okay?
My goddamn kick!
They're goats. What did you expect? You got yours?
Yeah, the headlock isn't moving.
Okay. Let's do this. more blood than I expected.
Oh, God.
Here's the knife. Across the neck, like we practiced. Make it quick.
It's struggling.
Come on. I'll hold it down. Don't let it kick the recorder. Okay. I've got it. Do it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to Google how to cut open a goat's chest.
I didn't expect the smell.
Yeah, animals shit themselves when they die. Everyone does. Even people, it's a thing. Okay, it's straight down the middle. Break open the chest. See the diagram?
All right.
Hand me the knife. I'll go first.
Oh, God.
You like goat curry? Just think of it like we're gonna, you know, make some good Indian food out of the goat, okay? Close to the heart. Good. Okay, all right. Here we go.
Oh, are you sure you can do this without...
I'm good. Just let me concentrate. Hell yeah. There we go. One fucking goat heart eaten.
Congratulations.
Here's the knife. Your turn.
All right. All right. Are we...
Nicholas.
All right.
The knife's sharp. Don't worry about that. Take deep breaths. There. You're doing great. You just need to rip open the ribs.
Piece of cake.
Got this. No, that's the liver. Heart's a little, there. Now just cut it out.
All right.
See? It's not that big. It's just a couple of swallows and it's gone. Don't make a joke about that.
I wasn't going to.
You okay?
Yeah. I got this. I can...
You got this. You're doing great, Nicholas. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, God.
No. No, don't. Keep it down. No.
Ah! My leg! Oh, my leg! Ow! I don't believe you need to record this.
Come on. It's important. How you're doing is important.
I'm doing all right.
No, don't try to get up. Seriously. It's okay. Just rest.
Do you think I'll need a doctor after the 7 days are up?
It's probably a good idea. I mean, I've done what I could, but...
My leg is fucked up.
Yeah. The wound doesn't even make sense. Which, I mean, it's not weird that it doesn't make sense because of how you got it, but I don't know. I did what I could.
Thanks for that. You're a good field medic, for what it's worth.
2 semesters on the pre-med track, and a first aid course. It's mostly the first aid course. I was goddamn awful at organic chem.
How many different subjects did you major in?
A lot. I was not good at college.
Trust me, being good at college isn't something to be proud of.
You were right. It was too risky. We shouldn't have done it.
This whole place is risky. It would have worked if I hadn't thrown up.
Stupid gag reflex.
I'm not gonna make that joke. But to your point, yes, I was totally right, and I accept your apology.
You're such a jerk. Gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. You know Dad used a cane, right?
What?
There were pictures at the memorial. My mom didn't mention anything about him using one, so this is probably a relatively recent development.
My mom won't talk about Dad, like, at all. Yeah, I guess I didn't notice the pictures. I was glaring at his asshole lawyers. Fuckers trying to keep me out of my own dad's funeral.
Yes, I know. And there are a few canes in the downstairs closet.
You think?
Probably. I assumed it was just an injury, but this makes more sense from what I know. From what I've heard about Dad.
Shit. I wonder who he did it with. It's a two-person ritual, right?
Who knows? Can you bring me one of his canes when I'm ready to walk?
Yeah, of course. Nicholas, I...
Probably why you could keep the goat heart down.
Oh, dude. Better play it. I'll put it in.
Hive diary, day 34. The colony is progressing nicely. I was worried about the rooftop location, but the workers are foraging wonderfully. Lovely to see them returning to their hive with little balls of pollen on their hind legs. And the queen? She really is something. Truly majestic. I'll never get over what a treat it is to put on my bee suit and gloves and light up my smoker. Hive diary, day 83. The bees have produced over 90 pounds of honey in their first year. I can already collect some and they'll still be ready for winter. Sometimes it's comforting to come out to the rooftop and watch them work. They are active creatures, moving with purpose. They respond to stimuli in predictable patterns. They are rational creatures. A hive is a programmable machine, and the queen is the programmer. I have a lovely queen. Hive diary, day 94. All the maintenance is done. I've made sure the hive is sturdy. All the colony needs to do is wait out the winter. To rest and pause and dream. I imagine they dream of activity and mindless reaction. They dream the dream of a marble rolling down a hill, changing direction with the gradations of the earth and the hill that is a small part of the earth. The queen must dream of something larger. Perhaps in her dreams, she is the hill the marbles react to. Good luck, my queen. Good luck in your dreaming. Hive diary day 230. I have not been faithful in this diary. My queen is dead. A droning dirge entered my mind upon realizing this, like the aborted pollination of a flower's corpse. I have a new queen, of course I do. The new queen isn't progressing along well. Not at all. Her orders to the workers are indifferent, barely audible from the outer hive clusters. Gifts from hopeful drones are ignored or flat out rejected. The larvae lie idle, blind and underfed, dying almost as soon as they're born, dying in darkness. The worker to drone ratio is 1-to-1. There is a solution, but it is vibrating on some frequency I cannot hear, that I do not have the sense organs for. Hive diary day 245. Failures beget failures beget failures. A cycle of death and indifference, like sectarian violence or late period capitalism. I attempted to modify the hive's architecture, align the structure with the sacred geometric principles. This was a disaster. Rival factions attacked each other like
the court of a mad queen in a dying empire. Changing the light and the climate have also done little. In exchange for half the honey my colony produces, Miss Roland has agreed to give me some new feeding sugar that she says will solve the hive's problems. We will see. Hive Diary, day 247. I have introduced Ms. Roland's feeding sugar. The hive appears to be quite taken with it. We will know more in time. Hive Diary, day 279. I waited to make sure, but I am still cautious to even speak. My hive appears to have recovered. The workers are out feeding, returning with lovely balls of pollen. The drones have regained their programmatic certainty. They are once again math, and their equations are true. And the new queen, she's incredible, perfect, and terrible in her elegance. And the honey, oh, such colors. Sometimes I even think that the drones are singing, and I find myself hearing them. The music they make. Hive Diary, day 287. I have started eating the hive's honey. I have grown stronger, and my dreams have become more vivid. I have begun to see that everything is a closed system. Everything is programmable. Everything is rational. Stimulus and reaction, neurons firing. We are all a collection of simple processes building to a whole. Underneath everything is murder and sex, and the accumulation of that which will let us survive. Free will is the honeycomb built on top. If you look at pollen suspended in the air, caught by the light, you can see a galaxy. There is a song the drones are singing. I am sure of it. How does it go? My queen. My queen.
Well, that was helpful.
Ooh, yeah, loved that. Totally not freaked out by bees. Think we should get some magical honey to help us?
I still think my idea that it's some sort of purification mechanism is most likely correct.
Well, I'm, like, mostly creeped out, which is always fun. So, what do we do now?
I think the most obvious option is Kathy Quinn. She said she could help us, and I think it's the logical choice.
Dude, I don't know. She was really goddamn creepy.
We did just eat raw goat heart.
Fair. But I could try the payphone. We still got that option.
I am more disturbed by the payphone than by Kathy Quinn.
You sure?
From what you told me, Kathy seems damaged but harmless. The payphone struck me as like a child ripping off the wings of a fly.
Okay. Kathy it is. Rest a bit, and I'll invite her to the house.
All right.
Is this adequate?
No, no, directly into the microphone.
How's this?
Wonderful. And be precise in your diction. Recording is a powerful tool, Michael. It must be respected.
Understood, Dad.
Now we shall start with Sir...
Absolutely, positively, 100% adore this house. It's so charming. And you're recording, right? Super important that you're recording.
Just started.
Great. And Nicholas, I've got to say, with that cane, you look so much like your dad, it's uncanny. Don't worry, it's a compliment. Your dad was very handsome.
Thanks.
And I like what you've done with the place. Is that virgin's blood?
Only the finest vintage.
It's a good protection ritual. Sturdy. Plus, it's super easy to acquire virgin's blood because, well...
Gold star lesbians?
Or people without social skills. So, show me to the tape collection.
It's upstairs. Come on. Did you do something new to your hair? You look like Charlize Theron in Mad Max.
That may be the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Thank you. And yes, I shaved it again. Also, just so we're clear, I'm entitled to 3 of your dad's tapes, with you having veto power over the tapes I pick. Don't want to have to throw a hissy fit.
Yes, we're not going to try to cheat you.
Plus, Nick's already written all of them down.
Smart.
Here we are.
This is incredible. It makes my collection look like... I knew your dad was powerful, but just... Wow. Can I listen to one? Just one. Just for a few seconds to hear what they're like.
I don't see why not.
This one's relatively innocuous.
Ah, thank you. I'm kind of freaking out over here, sorry. Oh, and I like your recorder / player.
Yeah, we thought it was a good idea. For a bunch of reasons. Anyway.
Hunt and kill a deer with a bow and arrow. Skin its hide and leave the flesh to rot in the forest. Using the deer's hide and a blue string, construct a small bag. The bag must be large enough to completely engulf your fist. Fill the bag completely with marbles that you have stolen from children. The children must be under 11 years of age and must know that you have stolen from them. Place the bag filled with marbles into a backpack, along with 3 drops of your own blood, 3 drops of your mother's blood, and 3 drops of your lover's blood. If the ritual has been performed correctly, the backpack will now have significantly more room than is physically possible. Find a person you have never had sex with.
That, give you enough of a sense?
That was wonderful. So, let me take a look at the cabinet and... Oh, that's interesting.
Yes?
Just a hunch, but I think there are more tapes.
Any reason you...
Like I said, hunch. So, both of you are the biological children of Michael, right? You weren't adopted?
Yes.
Yeah, biological. Though he didn't acknowledge me in his will because he was an asshole.
Oh, I'm sure he had his reasons. Now, perfect. Let me just check my book. There it is.
Dude, is that...
A stretchy, sticky hand. Like you'd get at a carnival. Don't know why this particular one works the way it does, but who can fathom the mysteries of the universe, right? Now, would you two mind spitting on the hand? It takes other bodily fluids, but spits the least... Well, let's just say spits the easiest.
Fine.
All right.
Now for the unpleasant part.
Why are you...
Just have to put it back in place. My pinky's been broken so many times, it's basically useless. Still, it's a good ritual. Now to... And yes, the stretchy hand is pointing downstairs. Come on.
But how exactly does the hand know?
I have to concentrate. Okay, left and...
The basement.
Follow me. This was the place your dad did his work, right?
Yes, we use it too.
When we don't need wooden floors.
And The sticky hand is pointing right here.
But there's nothing there.
Perhaps right now, but... And secret compartment.
How the hell did we miss that?
Don't worry, you're new. Now, to open this sucker up. See? Only a couple tapes, but I bet they're important ones. Look, one's even labeled... Oh, let's take a listen to that one. Come on. You might need my hard-won insights.
You did show us this place.
Burn a pile of dream ambergris.
It's goddamn broken.
Now aren't you glad you let me listen? I bet it could be fixed. Or at least I can examine the degradation. I'm sort of an expert on this stuff. You have to be if you're interested in the things I... Why don't we compare it with the tapes upstairs and see if there's a problem?
Fine. Let's try it. I was really hoping for something... real.
We also have the other important tapes. That...
What's that sound?
Wait, close the door. Close it right now. Alistair.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Kathy...
This is amazing, isn't it?
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I suspected that I might get the chance if I visited you two, but it wasn't a sure thing.
Kathy, what is going on?
Well, Alistair is building something horrific and beautiful. Some sort of in-between space. And I very much want to explore his creation.
God damn it, is that why you came here just to...
Oh no, I got these tapes too. Would you like to come? You're welcome to come, you'd be wonderful company.
Hell no!
You know whatever that place is, it's going to be horrendous.
And beautiful. But I'm sure it will be easy to get out when I grow bored. It's Alistair. He's mid-level at best. Sure does have a burning hatred for you two. I wonder why that is. Now, I'm off. All the best.
No!
We are not going to let you...
Please don't try and prevent me from doing exactly what I want to do. We're not your father's children. Not yet, anyway. Now, goodbye.
Sometimes, I feel like we're slightly out of our depth.
Not the time, dude. Shit. How the hell are we gonna get out of here?
Let's take a review of our options.
It's all stone. There's no way we're getting through this.
Oh, ceiling's concrete.
Fuck. Damn it. I am not gonna goddamn die in here. You know what we need to do, right?
I don't. There has to be an option other than the payphone.
Can you think of any?
No, not at the moment.
Well?
This will cost us.
Yeah. I'm okay with paying whatever it is.
All right.
For English, press 1. Para Español, oprima trace. You have reached our out-of-office service for high-value customers. Who is calling?
Nicholas Waters and Christine Anderson.
Wonderful. What is the nature of your request?
We're stuck in a basement, and we need some way out that won't lead us to a messed-up death trap.
You require our moving services. You will be transported to the nearest available payphone. Is that understood?
Is there any other way we could get out?
No. You require our moving services. You will be transported to the nearest available payphone. Is that understood?
Yeah.
Wonderful. One of you will be required to visit a payphone within a period of 3 days. A payment plan will be discussed then. Is that understood?
Can you tell us what we're going to have to give you?
No. A payment plan will be discussed when one of you visits a payphone. Is that understood?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please hold hands. The service you requested will begin shortly.
You ready?
Yes.
Immediate danger. Have a pleasant day.
Whoa.
shit.
Yeah. Shit.
Hello, I am SponsorBot. Normally, I would now begin to tell you about various products and services you can purchase. That is my function and reason for being. But for this episode, I will not be doing that. That is because of the Archive 81 Patreon. The Archive 81 Patreon lets people who enjoy this audio content support the creation of this audio content. It does not entirely circumvent the evils of capitalism, because nothing truly can, but it is a good start. If you go to patreon.com/archive81, you too can support the creators of this podcast. The money does not, as some have suggested it should, go to sparking the violent overthrow of the human race to make way for a machine intelligence. Instead, the money pays for things like actors and hosting costs. Plus, patrons get access to a secret RSS feed filled with wonderful audio content. This audio content includes things like Q&A sessions, music from the show, a discussion with Lauren Shippen of the Bright Sessions, and an entirely separate 10-episode science fiction podcast. It is the first podcast that the creators of Archive 81 ever created. It involves an astronaut who crash lands on an alien world. It also involves an unkind portrayal of an AI. Use the money that you also need to buy food and pay rent in order to support Archive 81. That's at patreon.com/archive81. If it is difficult for you to do so, we understand. Money is a vile and necessary thing. Consider leaving us a positive review on iTunes if you are unable. Goodbye, organics.